Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Hafner. Welcome to Sports Psych in a Minute, your weekly resource for insights and tips into the psychological side of equestrian sport. Last week, when I was talking about discernment, I introduced this idea of balance. And one of the things that I think is really, really important, and in fact essential in almost everything we do, is to find and attain a sense of balance. We can talk about this in a ton of different ways. We could talk about it physiologically, about our horses needing to find balance for themselves and then also balance with a rider. We talk about riders needing to find balance in themselves. And that's obviously being able to stay in the saddle without interfering with the motion of the horse. But there's also different types of balance. So there's balance about the intensity with which we apply an aid. It has to be firm enough to be heard, but not so strong that it causes an effect that is above and beyond what we had hoped to accomplish. So there's lots of ways that we talk about balance. One of the things that I think is really important is that as riders and as students and learners, as competitors, we're often in a position where there is much to gain by looking to the people around us, whether those be trainers or teachers or barn mates. There's a wealth of knowledge and information that we can have access to. One of the things that's true for each of us is that we have our own tendency or propensity to look either to others for information, validation, ideas, making decisions, or we have a propensity to rely primarily on ourselves, and we're slow to reach out to others and do that. I think that one of the really essential parts of making good decisions for ourselves, of progressing in our riding, is to find for each of us an appropriate balance between relying on others and relying on ourselves. I tell a story I haven't told in a long time about one rider that I worked with, and it was in a mounted session. I always start my mounted sessions by saying, I'm not a horse trainer and I'm not a riding instructor. What would you like to work on? And this particular rider said, I don't know. And when I said, go ahead and warm up your horse, I'll watch, you can kind of notice what's happening and we'll figure out where to go from there. The rider was in essence lost. And as we talked about it, what they realized is they had been riding for a couple of years, taking lessons multiple days a week. And that in that time, that particular rider had never done anything independent of their instructor's instruction. They didn't have the experience and the time to develop their own sense of things. Now that's a really extreme example, but it happens for people all the time where we find ourselves in positions where we feel lost as to what to do, what's the right decision, how do we move forward, and we then demonstrate a propensity to go out and get other people to validate us, to tell us what to do. On the other side of things, there are people that are fiercely independent and don't want to take the advice or take in information from others. In the spirit of balance, what I'm going to suggest is that it's important that we pay attention to our own propensities and notice what we may be missing out on by defaulting to what comes natural, either over-relying on that which is outside of us or over-relying on ourselves. In the case of relying on others, it's really helpful to think about building our own, what I call our own measuring stick, a way to evaluate where we're at, evaluate the help us make decisions about the things that we're working towards. And in the opposite side of things, if we are overly self-reliant, to find ways to open the doors and let in other people and other ideas so that we can grow and benefit from that connection. This has been Sports Psych in a Minute. I'm Dr. Paul Haefner. I'll look forward to seeing you next week.